will you give me?
Something. Because I've been doing it alone.
Stretch to life. My voice is back. Yes.
Your voice is back. Yes. I missed that masculine voice yesterday. It's a beautiful morning.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, she's coming back. She's coming right back out of it. Her name is Marianne Okon. People wonder, why am I calling her name first? They say ladies first. You know that. My name is Stretch, S-T-R-E-T-C-H. Come closer. You spell the perfume. And together, we're going to be taking through the next 2 hours of your morning in grand style. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I can't believe that my voice is back. Like, oh my God. What's the dude that was presenting the show with you?
Do you know who I called to bring back your voice?
Good way, Joe.
Do you know who I talked to?
Good way, Jerry. Oh. Anyway, it's the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And we are live this morning from now till 12 o'clock. There is no dull moment, oh.
No, there will be no dull moment. And we'll take you through it. And you're going to be with us at the different points. We have things to talk about today.
Some usual.
That will tickle you. Some will make you sit and think.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Very importantly, we're going to be talking about drug abuse.
Mm.
The amount of drugs that are on the streets of not just Lagos, but Nigeria.
Nigeria on its own.
It's crazy. But that will be on the 11 o'clock hour. But first, as usual, we start with something that you want to talk about.
Yes.
You're even taking it. You're having this conversation on your coffee table in the beer parlor, wherever it is. You're having this conversation, but we're going to help you talk about it.
Yes.
And take the load off.
We won't take messages on it.
No, nothing.
We'll just let you
not
think
taking your thoughts, not taking your comments. Yes, we're just sounding off. And so, ladies and gentlemen, here we go.
All right, thank you for keeping the day this lovely morning. It's 30 minutes past hour 10. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning, and it's good to know that you are there. It's time for Sound Off this beautiful morning. What are we talking about this morning? We're talking about petroleum. Yes, we're talking about import and export. We're going to give you the figures. I'm going to bring it down to what we could actually ruminate on and understand. The amount spent on the importation of petroleum products into Nigeria in 2020, was $43.56 billion, higher than the revenue which the country earned from the export of petroleum products in the same year. Let me read that again for emphasis. The amount spent on the importation of petroleum products into Nigeria in 2020 was $43.56 billion. This figure would have been nothing but higher than the revenue which the country earned from the export of petroleum products in the same year.
I want to continue by talking about other issues. Now, the socioeconomic rights and accountability project, that's SERAP, has recently filed a lawsuit against President Muhammadu Buhari over his failure to probe allegations of over 1.48 trillion naira reportedly spent on maintaining the country's four refineries between 2015 and 2020. And this money may have been stolen. You know how termites have, money.
Don't go there, please.
No. These monies may have been stolen, mismanaged, or diverted into private pockets. Now, the government reportedly spent 10.23 billion naira in June of 2020 on three refineries that processed zero crude.
They processed nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Okay, but you spent that amount on them.
And we've not probed it. We've not asked any questions.
Okay, go on. Yeah.
And then the government approved $1.5 billion, that's about 600 billion naira, to repair the Port Harcourt refinery. We all heard that in the news. Despite the huge spending, the refineries are still not working while fuel scarcity lingers.
All right, still more figures before we go into it. Actually, you hear this. In the latest OPEC data seen recently in Abuja, the cartel stated that Nigerian petroleum exports were 27.29 billion, 37.98 billion, 54.51 billion, all in dollars, 45.11 billion in 2016, 2017, and 2018, respectively. On the other hand, the country's petroleum imports in these years were 46, 49, 73 and $93 billion, respectively. So let me go to the woman that fries Gary. Six tubers of cassava will make you half a bag of Gary. So you take six tubers, you export the six tubers of cassava. You export 60 tubers. Instead of getting 30 bags of garri, you get like 5 bags of garri. So you're exporting the raw thing and you're importing more than you are exporting. And when a country, the refineries are there and you are spending money to maintain them for the entire regime, and we don't have one refinery working, and you're spending trillions on it. Recently, the recent meeting that was had between ASUU, and they had a walkout yesterday.
Yes, the state of walkout. At some point, we saw a tweet from ASUU saying that, thank God, schools were going to reopen. And then, boom.
The next thing, everybody's walking out, everybody's angry. 1.1 trillion is the entire money. 2009 was the promise. That's when the promise was made.
To ASUU.
And now look at how much we're spending on this. We're not talking about subsidy. That's another kettle of fish. But what we're trying to say this morning is, what is actually going on? Is nobody able to see anything? Is everybody involved in this? Is it only Marianne and myself that I'm like, we're watching like, what is going on? A refinery has not done anything and you're spending that amount of money to maintain it? You have a car parked in your house, a car that has not moved, no tire, but you service that car every month. Is it possible? You change the oil every month, the car is not moving. There are no tires in the car. You tell the mechanic, please come and change the oil of this car. Come and spray this car. Come and change the upholstery of this car. And the car is not moving. We will not do that in our houses.
It's ridiculous how we spend money to send our crude out of the country.
Yes.
Spend money to buy it back.
And put subsidy.
And then put the stress on the average Nigerian. And then we don't even feel the need to say, why are we spending so much money? Why can't we just fix our own refineries so we can make monies on our own instead of spending that much money? Because again, there are so many issues that need us to fund. You need to fund, ASUU. You need to fund the health sector. In fact, there's so many things that need to be done. If we would at least try to fix these refineries. But some people will make the argument, Dangote is building a refinery. So what? Is he the government of Nigeria? Did anybody vote him into power? Why are we waiting for that? No, I have no issues with the man. But why are our governments somewhat derelicting their duties and throwing their hands up in the air, always acting like they couldn't be bothered?
We have seen bridges being built from beginning to end in the last 4 years. We have seen bridges. We've seen structures being erected. Why is it difficult? Why does it take 20 years to make refineries work? Why are you maintaining refineries that are not working? Why are you spending money into... Why are you paying salaries to people who are not in existence?
Make it make sense, please. Because I would really like to understand where these monies... I love Serap for... I mean, people make fun of Serap and say, they're always going to court. They're always suing this and that.
No result.
But you see, they're digging. They're asking questions where we're not looking. Because the truth is, there's always something that these people give you to worry about, so you forget about the big issues, the most important things, like this. How do you have 3 refineries, if not 4, that are not working?
And you're spending trillions in maintaining them.
Dollars. Every single year. And you're telling me, today we're removing subsidy. No, we're not really removing. Actually, we are, subtly.
So take this picture. There's a car in your house. You bought a Mercedes or whatever it is. It's parked. There are no tires. It's on top of something. It's been there. But you are spending millions. You are spending money every month to change the oil, change the filter. You are spraying it. You are doing the body work. But the vehicle does not have the ability to move. Will you do that? Nobody will do that. But our government is maintaining the refineries that are not doing anything.
They have no output, zero output.
Nothing.
This is ridiculous. It is laughable. It is a shame. I repeat, A, capital letter, shame.
Promise, shame unto you. Promise.
For every promise that promise made, that promise has
shame
not kept.
Shame unto you, promise.
Big shame.
Shame unto you.
And that sound off, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back after this break. All right, 25 minutes.
What's up, Lego?
Hey, we got 36 seconds on the clock before we go on a quick break. And when we come back, all the hunters, are you ready? Because we got money for you to hunt for. I'll take you to Lego. afraid that
what?
When the mic goes off, if people know what we're doing here,
why are you praying?
Especially well, church.
Well, so don't spoil my bad name. Don't try it.
Maybe we not call this station again.
Yes.
Good morning, Lagos. Once again, 34 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Yes, this is the noisiest show on Nigeria Info because everybody else is sane.
We don't care. We don't care.
But we like it.
Yes.
We are very sane and insane at the same time.
I'm not insane. I'm just
sane. Insane is next to me.
Hey, what's up, guys?
My name is Mary Anna Cone. Stretch is here.
Yeah.
Stretching to life. All right. So before we go into our topic for the morning quickly, if you are a hunter and you like money, it's time for me to give you some money. Are you ready? Okay, let's do this. All right. So today, our treasure hunt is one particular photo of the Hard Facts host. That is what is up today. Mm-hmm. So head to our app. That's our mobile app. You have to head to our mobile app. If you don't have it, go download it right now because that's how you stand a chance to win 5,000 naira. So, go on the mobile app, look for the photo of the Hard Facts host. That it is. That's what it is for today. So, click on it once you see it. Fill the requested form and submit it. Fastest finger wins. If you are a hunter, you know what to do. So, go ahead and click, click. Okay.
All right, we're already in Lagos, and this is the show that you all wait to listen to, yeah? All right, we're going to make it better. But today, we're going to be talking about something that you want to be part of. All of us experienced it. All of us. Everybody. As long as you grew up in this part.
Let me give you an idea. If your palm itches, you say, money's coming,
Jo.
In fact, my grandmother used to use money. In fact, once her palm started, she said, give me money.
Use it too easy for you.
Scratch me hand.
If you sweep in the night, oh my God. Ah. Oh my God, winches. If you sweep in the night, and if somebody call, you hear your name and you answer, hey God, you're your own. So different things. No, we're asking you this. What is that superstitious belief that some people still carry it now? Some people are deacons in churches, some people are imams, but they have this superstitious belief.
I know.
You ain't letting go, man.
Why are you whistling in the night? Why are you calling snakes to my house?
You're calling snake.
Why are you calling snakes to my house?
Don't pound anything in this house at night, too. Stop sweeping at night, too. What is that superstitious belief that they drummed into your head that you can't even let go of?
Yeah, we want to get to find out what it is. So, do you agree with these superstitious beliefs? Are you one person who believes in it? Does it work or have you outgrown it?
Mm-hmm.
We want to hear from you. So, it's 36 minutes on the clock. Join the conversation, 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. If you are a lady, 01465-7190. That's
01465-7190.
Stretch is calling you so that people will say that
I'm
not here.
On this 01465-7190 for the ladies, alias female.
You can also join us on WhatsApp on 0809-597-5805. That's 0809-597-5805. Join the conversation. Let's hear what you have to say. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos? Come on, give us the
energy. No. Okay,
when you call us kindly, when you hear my bell, it's what's up, Lagos?
The phone lines were even angry with him. They cut him off.
Oh, yeah. Let's do this now.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Stretch to life.
My name is Matthew. I'm calling from Ekoi, Lagos State, Nigeria.
Hi, Matthew.
Sometimes if my hand is touching me, I know that money is coming.
Does it work?
Does money
work by me?
Yeah. It works for you.
I believe. Yes, it works for me.
So anytime your hand itches you, you're going to get money.
I got to get money. I know that money is coming.
Yeah.
I only get it. Yes.
Hey God,
that is my own belief.
May my heart scratch me today.
But you don't believe in it. So if you don't believe in it, it's not going to work.
Whatever.
He does believe in it.
Okay.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good afternoon, sir.
What's up, Lagos?
Good afternoon.
No, it's not afternoon.
It's good morning where we are. Where are you calling from?
Good morning, sir.
Oh, yeah, say what's up, Lagos. Oh, yeah, 1, 2, 3, go.
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, well, this one is a teacher. Oh, yeah, what's your name, sir?
This is Moses.
Moses, you want to contribute?
Yes, I want to contribute to
What's your superstitious belief? Okay, I think you got the wrong.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Turn off your radio, please.
What's up, Lagos?
Okay. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, I wanted to talk it to Miriam.
Okay, she's here with you. What is your name?
Strange. You are disturbed, Miriam, too.
Nah, sorry, now you can't even speak good English.
I just wanted to talk it to Miriam.
Okay, what was your name?
Talk it to me, please.
I like it,
Your name's
I wanted to marry her.
You wanted to marry Maria? Is that a superstitious belief?
I like it. I don't like it. You're strange. You are
Try me. You can't even speak good English. Shame on to you.
Thank you for calling.
Yes.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Please call us back if that
I
was
can
you.
Get Maria. You have to pass through me.
Exactly. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Stretch to life.
Pop it. Yeah,
this is Lawrence calling.
Please, all right. I just got my
Where
voice
you calling
back.
From?
Don't finish it.
I'm calling you from Ikoyi right now.
Oh, yeah, superstitious belief. Do you believe?
My hand itches. My, they think they work for me, die.
So if your hand starts itching you, money must
Honestly,
come.
Honestly, even about 2 weeks ago, it works for me.
Mm-hmm. So what do I... Are you serious? Just because your hand is itching, money comes?
No, on a serious note. On a serious note, the thing works for me.
Okay, so is there anything I can do to make my hand itch?
Oh, but your hand will never scratch you.
Jesus.
It's not nice.
It's not fair now.
What have you done to the guys on this show? They just don't like you.
It's you they're after.
Why would they be after me? I've not done anything. You're the guard dog.
Nothing.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Turn off your radio, please. Please.
Yeah.
Stretch to life.
Yeah, this is Okemute.
Okemute.
Yeah. I greet you people.
Welcome, sir.
Yes. Sometimes when sometimes when you are talking, aunt could probably enter your mouth in the course of talking.
No.
Yes, once that happens to me, meaning say food day.
Aunt will enter your mouth.
Yes. Once it enters my mouth, I know that something like.
How do you set your mouth, sir, that the aunt will enter?
Do you talk by putting.
Sometimes you are just talking. You unknowingly to you before you know. It's not like you are expecting the aunt to enter.
Okay, is it aunt or insect?
Are you talking about insects?
Insects now.
Yes. So when you are talking, maybe when you breathe in, when you talk, you also have to breathe in.
Yes.
Before you know.
You swallow the
You just
aunt.
Enter your mouth. And when it enters your mouth, some goes straight to the throat. You try to bring it
It doesn't
out.
Come out.
Yes. So once it happens to me like that, I know that food day front, they wait for me.
That's ants don't fool your belly like this.
You're not going to enter now. You don't vomit and come out.
Okay.
You understand?
All right. Thank you so much.
I like how his pigeon is. You're not going to enter now.
Yeah, no, that's the original.
Yeah, whatever.
Encyclopedic.
Whatever.
Pigeon.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Our phone line jamming.
Sorry. And I think we're also having, different people call us and thinking that it's this,
Yeah,
show.
Different than all.
But we got messages. So
yes, some messages here. What's up, Lagos? I still have this superstitious belief that whistling at night attracts evil spirits.
Hey.
I fear doing it. Obinna from Ogudu. Obinna, if I come to your house, I'll just be whistling.
I'm telling you.
What's up, Lagos? The superstition, whistle at night means you are inviting snakes.
Mm-hmm.
At this time and season, I don't have the guts to whistle at night. Even when I was in the U.S.
Are you kidding?
Otumba Oyeba Joe from Isolo.
Otumba. You are not Otumba.
All right.
No snake can come for you.
Hey, ma'am. This one says, we're still in business of painting. Okay, this one is advertising. Thank you for using us. All right. What's up, Lagos? When I was pregnant, I was told to use a safety pin. Yes, I see them doing that. To protect my pregnancy. God is my protection. So I don't believe that. When you hit the right foot, it means something good is coming, while hitting the left foot means the opposite.
Yeah.
When your left eye twerks,
tweaks.
It means something bad will happen, while the right means the opposite.
I think it's twitching. So okay. It's when your eye twitches, you kind of.
All right. As I was reading, good morning, Stretch, Marianne, and Fancy Nancy. Okay,
Nancy's not here today. She'll be here on Friday.
Well, for me, once your hand starts itching, go wash hand properly. I don't believe any of these things. Please, for the treasure hand, the form to fill has been under Onyinyechi's photo for some weeks now on my Ninja Info app and no longer rotating as it's supposed to.
I think you should delete your app and re-download it. It's having an issue,
His name is Obaino from Okokomeko. Obaino, you're asked to delete and try to reload it. All right, what's up, Lagos? Whenever tears comes out of my eyes, serious involuntary tears, it means I'll be falling sick the next day, Jehovah. That is always the sign for me. You didn't put your name.
That's for you. That's your own made up.
Involuntary tears. No,
that's what he's believed. That because I've never heard that,
maybe it's common.
Maybe it's
area.
Something that he believes in.
All right, what's up, Lagos? The superstitious believe when a baby hiccup, putting thread on their head stops it. Works well. Obina from Ogudo.
I'm not even going to lie. I did it for my baby brother and
it worked.
I kind of think it worked. I don't know. But I think it's really cute.
That what?
The baby's hiccuping up and you put thread on his head.
What is cute about it?
And then he stops.
What is cute about
it? Does it really stop? Because I asked somebody recently that what is the relationship between the thread and the hiccup?
Okay, now let me explain it. The thread is linked to the spiritual umbilical cord of the child's mother's.
How did I know that you were going to say something crazy?
When that links, the thread actually links the umbilical cord with the hiccup. Let me not confuse you. So when you see that thread, there's a scientific explanation to the way the thread links the child's umbilical cord to the thorax.
Shut up.
All right, let's go to...
It's time for us to bring you some information if you have not been on a vacation for a long time like me,
it's time
and you are looking for where to go, Information Minister, I've arrived.
Hello. Wobi.
Who's Wobi?
Who's Wobi?
Who's?
How do we teach you these things? Yes. So, now they already talked about trips. So if you hear trip, you know what we are talking. Destination is South Africa. Zwakala.
She's so proud.
Beckoning onto you to come and have a holiday that's worth talking about.
Go, we can't go.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. I like you're coming to that. How did you get here? Can you explain?
By public transport. Please tell us about South Africa, John.
That's what you don't understand. I'm the one giving this information. It means that I can actually go if I want.
We know that now, so don't rub it in.
Yes. So we're talking about South Africa. And inviting you to Zwakala, to come over this holiday. Come explore the explosive and vibrant cities. We are talking beautiful beaches and top-tier restaurants this summer. You don't got to make noise when we are talking about this because,
Sorry.
Good. Hi. I like this, my forte. Now, they are promising you a holiday that is worth talking about when you're back home. And they've got everything that you need for a fun and relaxing holiday, from delicious cultural foods like bunny chows, like kotas, like skopo. That's the sheep's head and leka. So if you're looking to have, an amazing, fun-filled, shopping experience, now they call fashion Kotini, yes. If you're looking forward to having that, you have to visit Sandton City's Diamonds Hyde Walk or Hyde Park Square in Johannesburg. Those visiting Durban can visit the Gateway Mall in Humlanga, and the Cape Town travelers are guaranteed a once-in-a-lifetime shopping experience at the V&A waterfront. Now, we can't talk about South Africa without talking about their music. I'm a piano is taking over the world. You know the sound. Marianne, I will give you 15 naira for this.
You're so generous.
Without money.
Oh, my.
First, we don't get money. Yo, we don't get money.
Now, this is not the Amapiano sound, though, but you know that their sound is actually amazing. Their music is so sweet. That's the word I can't just use right now. So if you're looking for having looking to having this experience. I mean, South Africa is a place that you need to go. They're recommending that you experience this the true Nzanzi way, Ikasi, in Jozi or Pirara. And that's the townships of Joburg or Pretoria. Now, if you want to explore the Otori site, you have to take a trip to the Kruger National Park or any of their many game reserves to reconnect with nature. If you're looking to learn about South Africa's heritage, of course, they've got you covered. They're recommending a family-friendly bike tour of Mostra, Soweto Township, the larger-than-life Kasi Township, home to iconic historical figures like Nelson Mandela, Winnie Mandela, as well as Archbishop
Desmond Ifeanyichukwu Tutu.
No, come on, stretch. Desmond Tutu.
Sorry.
Okay. And South Africa is known to have its own unique languages and slang that the locals love to use. So if you come journey, you can learn more about this South Africanism. Your holiday we're talking about awaits you. So come journey, find the travel package that works best for you on www.southafrica.net. Yes, I can just see myself in the airplane now. I'm almost there. Yes. I just.
You finish your job first.
Eh?
You're information commissioner.
I have.
Are you going to abandon your duty post?
I mean, come on, Marian. That's why I have you.
I don't come on. I stay here. I have to work.
Come on.
See, that's the thing. Okay, I feel like the only way we can make this very successful is if we rotate, right? I go first. Mm-hmm. And then I come back and Marianne goes just like that so that it will touch everybody. It's not be a Miloko.
No problem of Marianne going. How much are you going to give her?
I didn't understand. Is it me that's going to... I didn't get it. How? Because when I'm talking about my own, I didn't say you're going to give me money.
That's you, baby. Marianne don't go on no trip with empty pocket.
Please, so Marianne, you don't have money. Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't have money for the trip. So you
can we face the issue? Please tell me the website.
Trash. I love you.
Thank you.
It's www.southafrica.net. Now, if you go to this website, you will find the travel package that works best for your pockets.
Yes.
I mean, you're talking about not having money.
From
I'm sure there's something.
Talking, no. The one that works best for her pocket if she stays here.
South Africa Tourism is going to fund it for me.
Well, that's true.
I'm just
going to
tell you now.
Why not?
I'm going to tell you now for free, man. Anyway, what I look forward to most in South Africa is the dance steps. It's the uniqueness of how, you know how they dance and dance and then they drop down and hop back up.
I can do that one, but I'm sorry you guys can see. I can, actually.
I like the one of the ladies kicking their legs in the sky.
I can do that one, too.
Yeah.
Hey.
I like it when they just kick one leg in the sky.
It's really cute how they stand up.
You can actually dance.
I'm,
wow.
I'm talking about kicking your leg high up.
I think this hype thing
when people are dancing, I think they're the one that actually have
it. It's really beautiful.
So
I love
now
it.
They own A.
You see bad belly people.
No.
I'm talking about the hype. What I'm talking about.
Your own A.
But anyway, if you want to experience this, I mean, this whole dance music thing, you gotta go for it. Go for it. You want to experience it the true Nzanzi way, Ikasa, in Jozi or Pirara. And that's the township of Joburg or Pretoria. So yeah, I mean, something you should be looking forward to. There's the music, there's the food, there's the game reserve. That one is specially for.
I will not say anything about
that. That one is stretch.
Selfie with a lion.
Yes.
That's what I'm looking
for. That's
forward
his goal.
To. Imagine in my living room, I have a big 6x6 me and the lion.
The lion.
Selfie. And I'm touching
and you're
the
touching.
Me. I'm touching the lion. Anybody that enters my house will fear me.
You think?
Yes.
Because they will not think you're Agunechimber.
Agunechimber. Yeah?
For all we know, it could be Photoshop. If it's a picture, no. Do video.
I'm touching the.
Is that a video frame?
You can invent it. When I go to South Africa, that's
why. Why can't you just Photoshop it? Why do you want to have?
He wants to have
lunch with the lions or be lunch for the lions.
I will take selfie with lion. That's all I would do.
Did you know that now that we're talking about this?
The Nigerian in you is not even showing.
I mean,
there's more people to believe you. Give me that.
Selfie.
Want to go and say every week, live lion.
You that will do bungee jumping,
because there
no animals involved. That's it's just me flying in the air.
You're not adventurous enough. That's what it means.
You're busting like
I mean, this
tomorrow.
One, I think I like the idea of the lion.
Please, where
but what I am saying is, before we go to Kruger National Park, where you can find this, you can actually like do a video like with the lion. He's like, hi, like, hey, what's up, Leon?
No, if I can do a
instead
selfie.
Of picture, because I can't believe, I mean, it's a holiday video. We're talking about.
I will do video. Mm-hmm. I will do selfie. I will even do portraits. Lions stay in one place.
To
then
quiet the naysayers.
I even do TikTok. You even teach
you
dance moves.
Okay, so talking about the fashion, there's something I love about the South African outfit. The thing that the hat that looks like a whole, you know, like a big pan.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Mm. It's beautiful.
Yeah, how about how they tie their scarves?
Yes.
What's all these? There's a way they wear their caps too. Is that okay?
No, see.
Is it bringing you back in the conversation?
This thing women do. They'll see a woman dressed, they'll call her and start asking her to piece out. Who did your skirt? Oh, where did you get your shoe? I like the way your hat is.
Because they admire. Because you see, the truth is, women dress for women because men don't understand what it is.
Yeah.
A man doesn't even understand what I'm wearing.
The women actually
don't
dress.
Understand
he has
what
no
you're
idea.
Wearing. You're wearing a dress.
Yeah, but
wait,
see,
Marianne, that's something.
A woman would know if it's cooter or not. A woman would know if it's this or that.
Okay.
A woman always knows, oh, your wristwatch is this.
That's how you guys have gone to complicate colors for us. Burgundy.
Yes, now.
Water white.
Onion purple. Yeah, of course, you have to know
roast
these
things. Green.
Why?
There's
Nigerian nipple green.
You
have Nigerian nipple green.
You know. You know what I mean? So, guys, if I'm going, my pocket get today full, though.
Yes, sir. And if you're looking for this Kotini experience we're talking about, Kotini means fashion, by the way, you have to visit Sandton City's Diamond Walk or Hyde Park Square in Johannesburg. And those visiting Durban can visit the Gateway Mall in Humlanga, and the Cape Town travelers, you are guaranteed a once-in-a-lifetime shopping experience at the V&A waterfront. Yeah. Me and Marianne, I can just see the both of us already.
Me and you can go abandon it.
Yes, you can actually do. Why?
Like, we have a girl's
train. Once upon a time, it was just Marianne when you were on leave, so why not?
Exactly.
Okay, so two of you go together to start a
golf
trip.
So we're sending you
girl, hashtag girls trip.
Funny thing, we can be giving you content from there. Reporting live.
They will give you content from there.
Reporting live from Zwakala. Marianne will be like, you know how you do it.
Yeah, girl, I'm on the high street right now. Yeah. And you need to see like high fashion, baby. Ooh.
The money is your own turn. Do whatever. Just send us a
report from the lion's den.
Do it.
Here's Daniel reporting.
Daniel stretch. Daniel stretch.
I made it alive.
Yes.
I just got my voice back. I need to retain it, please. Mm-hmm.
All right.
So, yeah, so I think that's basically that. I mean, you're talking about slangs. I don't think I know any South African slang.
I know one.
But you see, that's the thing. That's why you have to travel.
Jerusalem.
No,
I know it's Ilolose.
You guys, see, these are the things. This is why you have to travel to Zwakala. So that when you come
Nakupenda,
back.
Nakupenda, I love you.
Yeah.
So when I get there, Gulindela Nakupenda, their father.
This is the more reason why you have to travel. So when you come back, I mean, we are talking about a holiday we're talking about, right? So when you come back, you can come and teach us. I mean, we can also like.
Give us the website again because people need to go find out more information on there.
www.southafrica.net. Now, when you visit the website, you will find a travel package that works best for you.
Pocket. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good to know
I
that.
I didn't say pocket for you.
For you, okay. Your not your pouch.
Okay, now
your bank account. All right, but really speaking, this sounds very interesting.
Very
if you've
interesting.
Not made up your mind right now, I don't know when you will. It's a wonderful destination to be at. And some people say that Joburg and the big cities, Sun City, they're actually prettier than those places you would like to go to and spend millions on. Mm. This will not put a hole in your pocket at all.
All work, no play makes, you know, stretch a Marianne. So you got to take this one. Go and have fun.
This work is play, baby.
Well, I wouldn't let the management hear that. I'm working.
I'm working play. Ah, Okay, thank you so much for this information. Mm-hmm. Once again, the website before we go,
www.southafrica.net.
Okay.
www.southafrica.net.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, we will be back after the news break. The beautiful, gorgeous woman is sitting by.
What's the news? Complexion,
yeah. I know, my color. It's 3 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome to the show again after that break. Yes, we did say that we were going to talk about the scourge of drug abuse in Nigeria. Yes, and of course, we're going to talk about it starting from Lagos because you see the case. How they say it in local parlance, don't tie rapper.
It is everywhere.
Mm.
You know, in our days, when you talk about drug abuse, you're talking nothing more than Indian hemp. Now, the things are colorless, odorless, and you can have
something
someone...
Mary, what's that?
No, something Mary.
That's the new thing.
No, Mary Jane. It's different. There's so many things, so many things you have to come across. But we have to talk about this, and it's a scourge. It's taking away society. It's really hitting us hard.
Mm.
And we need to talk about this beautiful morning.
And of course, we are not an authority on this, and that's why we have our guest in the studio. Dr. Dokun Adedeji is the DG of CADAM, which is Christ Against Drug Abuse Ministry. Okay.
Right, that's Dokun.
Dokun.
Mm. All right, I'm learning. Yeah. So it's Christ Against Drug Abuse Ministry. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. I know that I had to drag you to be here.
Always like to talk about this.
Yes. Right?
Not a problem.
Yes. So I think the first thing for us to establish is, like he said, that we, when you say somebody did drugs at the time, it would be weed.
Mm-hmm.
It would be Indian hemp. And I remember as a child how I would frown at people who, you know, rigged of it. You'd just be like, mm-hmm. This one doesn't have home training, mm-hmm. you know. But now it seems to be something you smell everywhere you go in town.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's gone beyond that, as he has said. How did we get here?
I'm glad, first of all, let me say to what he said when he said drug and now marijuana.
It's
going to be much gone beyond that.
Yeah, so drugs and substance abuse.
Absolutely. We don't call it substance abuse because of the complexity of the things that can be abused beyond the regular
drug.
We got here because, excuse me, we were careless.
Hmm.
We're careless as a people. It's characteristic of Nigeria to be a Nigerian and Nigerians to be careless. Until something hits us personally, we don't take things serious. We've been talking about this for years.
Mm-hmm.
I in particular have been very persistent about it in the noise about it. But people thought it was a noise and that it was just... You know, we profile as well.
Yes, we do.
And then we think it's motorpark boys or more guys on the street. But today, there is no segment of the society that is not involved in substance abuse. Not any profession is there.
So you're saying even in the church?
Absolutely.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Okay. In my center, we have pastors there. We have pastors' children. We have even pastors, some geos of certain churches, who are with us in the program. So he doesn't... You see, one thing is, excuse me, substance abuse does not respect your age, your status, your ethnicity, your religion, or anything. It's a equal, should I say, is shared amongst everyone. So we should just not look at it as the exclusive preserve of some people. No, it's not. That would not be true.
All right. When you say substance abuse, I think when you've made this so broad now, meaning there are legal drugs that are involved.
Oh, yeah.
So when do we get to the point of abuse? Okay. When does it become abuse?
For instance, let me give an example. Somebody goes to a party.
Yeah.
And then he's given a drink.
Okay.
Maybe scoochies. And he takes it. It's out of two things. is either he likes it or he doesn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy who doesn't like it walks away from it.
Okay.
He never takes it again. I said, hey, what is this? The guy who likes it says, oh, this looks good.
Can I have another?
Can I have another?
Yeah.
And then another time he asks for it, and then he... excuse me, please.
It's okay.
And he begins to get a situation in which he looks for it.
Okay.
And then he takes it. That can begin to get into a set of abuse. Oh, that's if you talk about substance we're talking about this morning. But something like paracetamol can be abused in another sense, in the sense that you are told to take 2-3 times a day for 3 days. The person says, oh, I forgot the one in the morning.
Let me take it
Let me take it
now. Rush everything.
And then, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then takes it, and then he still does not feel bad. And then, it's not working. I take more. And then it goes beyond the 2-3 days the doctors have prescribed. And then that can be getting into a state of abuse beyond the recommended dose.
But what does that do? Because there has to be something that it does to the body for it to crave for it more and more and more.
Thank you. Let me be honest with you. When people take this and it's truly high, put it in apostrophe, because it gives you a sense of not belonging here.
Euphoria.
A sense of I can do beyond what I'm capable. The sense that, this is great. It makes me feel so and so, which had not been the benefits expected of that. It's an exaggerated benefit, which some people feel and some people discard. So it's it's the spectrum.
Right. So to deal with this, from the way you're talking about this, it looks like it's something that you a hydro-headed issue that you don't know where to start or how to start. So how do we deal with this?
You know, I like the way you have framed it.
Yes.
It's become some like a vicious cycle.
Yeah.
But we can deal with it if we truly want to deal with it. And that is what the current, if you watch the activities of the current NDLEA, it's different from what it used to
before.
Be solely interdiction.
Yeah.
But now there's a department that has been given so much prominence, which is called the DDR, Drug Demand Reduction.
Okay.
And so much money is being posted in there so that they can do a lot of advocacy, create a lot of sensitivity and awareness, and go into different facets of the society to do that, which is also part of what the things we do. You see, this is something, and I keep saying when I come to shows like this that I'm glad that you're highlighting it.
Yeah.
But does it go beyond today? Until we become so consistent in advocacy, people will not have make informed choices.
Mm.
The thing that I think we should begin to do, talk about it. Do not be relentless about it. At every opportunity, whether in the church, in the mosque, or social gathering, or radio stations, like particularly in the media, I will encourage a situation in which the media has a better grasp and understand beyond the sensational. Something has happened in VCs, the letters highlight it. That's not it. We are creating an avenue of microcosm in which you find out that happens. A lot is happening, the tip of the iceberg. So until we begin to cascade the information to a point in which almost everyone has a view or has an understanding, then people can say, this is not good, this is not good. And parents in particular must come to a full understanding of the tragedy we are in now.
Let's talk about because you told us that there are different categories of people who are involved in this. But then I'm more particular about the youngsters who are more somewhat addicted now. I'll tell you what. There's a street corner by a beach somewhere very famous here in Victoria Island that you see a lot of young people. And when you slow down, they come to you and say, which one do you want?
Oh, yeah.
And for me, that's very disturbing because you also see a lot of young people flocking in that direction. So it makes me wonder, are we raising a doped up generation?
Honestly, your program this morning has been very direct and particular in the direction that I want us to continue to look at. But you see, it's a mirage if we focus on the youth
alone,
the young ones alone. You know, I keep telling adults, we can deflect responsibility by saying youth. They learned it from somewhere.
Absolutely.
They saw something before they began to get involved in it. If we do not create the environment for it, they will not even know about it. You see, the thing is, we forget that the youth of today, the challenges they face are multivarious. If you contrast it to what we faced.
We went through. True that.
I mean, the thing is, it's in their faces. It's in their faces everywhere.
Available
everywhere. The people who promote it are people they recognize and they identify with. So if we don't begin to take off the veil and begin to let them see, and today the youth are so disenfranchised in many ways, and not only in the political sense of it, but if you look at family as well. I keep saying this, and I'll say it again. I said to Jimmy Dusso, parents need to be parents again.
Deep.
And that's a very good point to make.
I mean, they come from somewhere. They didn't just appear. They're not aliens. They come from certain homes. And the other thing is that I also say, and I like to say, parenting must be intentional. It's not I have so many children and then they can do whatever they choose. You must make a choice whether you want to have children. If you want to have children, what kind of children do you want to raise? So if you don't do that and it becomes collective in the sense of our responsibility to them, we'll be creating dangerous people walking the streets.
Okay. Let me now come to this point where I would like, because you talked about parents and parents becoming, still be maintaining, being parents. Because parenting is a 24-hour job.
Oh, absolutely.
There's no time off.
No.
And it doesn't pay that much. It doesn't pay immediately. So now that we have the Gen Z that are becoming parents, we have people who are not parented the way they should have been becoming parents. The creation of this set of people, drug, for instance, right now, when I was growing up, if you ask somebody, do you want to smoke? You're talking cigarette. Right now, smoke is Indian hemp. It's weed. Do you smoke? I don't smoke cigarettes, but I smoke. So it's a lingo. Yeah? So what I want to ask now is, we've seen the disaster, the problem, the bomb explosion site. What about rehabilitation? Is there, because the intensity of rehabilitation has to be on the rise while we're trying to curb the source of it, stop the source. How do we, I went for a forum like this in Port Harcourt, and that was the NDLEA rehabilitation site could take only 15 people for the entire state. So I'm saying right now, we have people who are already addicted, people who want to leave by being their droves. Do we have means of rehabilitation?
True, there are quite a number of rehabilitation centers.
Okay.
But a vast majority of them is private.
Yeah.
And just like anything Nigerian,
expense.
It's expensive.
Very expensive.
And people are using people's sorrow to deprive them of their money. And then, I don't want to go into that.
Okay.
But I think, as you said, we need to raise the stakes in terms of rehabilitation and then give people the opportunity. The other thing is, people do not even know some centers exist. People go to NDLA because it is the last resort.
Drug.
And NDLA too is beginning to ask questions when you come for rehab. It has to be with willingness. I can't come to your house and arrest your child and put him in rehab. It's going to be counterproductive.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So the thing is, the person must say, must come to a point that I have an issue and then I need help. That's a part of it. Many centers are, we have a center.
Okay.
We have two centers, actually. We have one in Abeokuta where we rehabilitate undergraduates rusticated from their schools and graduates who are working, who have issues, and workers. It's a 3-month program. Then we have a center in Ekpe, the Enoch and Folu Adeboye Rehabilitation Center. We take about 200 a year.
Whoa.
100 in phase one. 100 in phase two, because it's a 1-year program broken into two phases.
Okay.
The good thing about it is it's free. We offer the services for free.
Whoa.
Yes.
And when, how do you get funding?
That's a challenge. The church gives us something which comes about maybe 60% of our expenses.
Running,
And then we run around, talk to Nigerians who care. Organizations are still walking away from the reality of abuse. I remember we went to Turkey and come, they would say, oh, we don't want to associate our
brand.
Product, our brand.
Yeah, brand.
I say, you're joking. because very soon they will exist in your company if they are not already there.
Mm.
And people don't understand, and they're still treating it as something you stigmatize.
Mm.
It is not.
Mm.
You remember, if you lately, Ebenezer Obey came out to say his son. And I said to General Maru, I said, that is the kind of man to use as an ambassador.
Mm.
Instead of him setting up his own organization, he can then be used so he can get many more parents to
come
out.
You just rolled into what I wanted to ask. Because you see, in this part of the world, when we talk about addictions, because the truth is that they exist, as you've said, there's a stigma attached to it, especially from your immediate family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people live in denial. They don't want to agree, let alone taking you to a facility. So what information is out there to educate people as to embracing? Because, again, I might be willing to want to get help, but I'm afraid to speak to you, Daddy, because I don't know how you're going to take it. I think you're going to make fun of me. Or you. Some people even tell them to go to hell. So how do we deal with that?
You see, when it comes to advocacy, advocacy takes care of every sphere of addiction.
Yeah.
Recognizing and then dealing with it. You know, it's a shock when you first know. And then you begin to realize that, hey, I'm not alone in it. Let me deal with it. I see, until parents begin to understand that they are not alone, and it's not about reputation. Oh, my friends will make fun of me. You don't know what your friend is dealing with. So the thing to begin to understand, look, one example I always give is the example of Professor Ransom Kuti. When he spoke about HIV/AIDS as a minister of health, he said, look, my younger brother
died
from the consequences or complications
of HIV.
And then, so people began to understand that there are faces to HIV infection. And then people began to own up and come for treatment. The same thing has to be done with drugs. People big in society must say, oh, my son had an issue, but today he's a doctor, today he's a lawyer, because we struggle with it, and this was how we went through it. And then people are going to say, oh, if that man, a general, so to speak, who am I, a civil servant who cannot own up? And if also society begins to understand that you do not apply a punitive responsibility to those kind of things. Like if the PAMSEC says, my son, and then they begin to look at, oh, so your son is, and then begins to affect his role and responsibility in the office, people will not speak.
You're showering.
So the other thing is, when people say, I wasn't drugged, but I'm clean, I'm okay, we should offer them opportunities to the society like the regular person and not look at them in a different way. Then if the society begins to realize that it could be your son, it could be your husband, it could be your wife, then we'll see a better response.
Well, in case you're just joining us, we are still talking about the surge in drugs and substance abuse in Nigeria, especially in Lagos. And our guest this morning is Dr. Dokun Adedeji. He is of the Christ Against Drug Abuse Ministry, Kadam. Well, I know that you have questions. I saw the phone lines blinking the whole time. If you have questions for the doctor, you want to share an experience that you've had with this, or maybe you used to be in that, maybe that used to be your life, but you have come out of it. We'd like to hear, you know, how you were able to survive
Even if you're in it right now.
Even if you're in it, you want to tell us how you're coping, because it takes a lot of money to do drugs these days. Everything is simply expensive.
I wouldn't know.
It's not too expensive.
Okay. It's not too expensive.
No, you can get it for 100 naira.
200 naira.
200 naira.
Yeah.
Oh, dear God.
If you want to get scoochies, for instance, you get it for 200 naira.
What is that?
It's available.
Scoochie is when you, you know, strawberry.
Cocktail.
You get strawberry, you put tramadol in it.
Oh, dear.
And then soak marijuana in it. And put some ice cubes.
Oh, God.
And then
That could kill, right? We're not talking about the... we're going to come to that. We're going to talk about the health damages and sometimes the brain damages that these things can cause. So, but during the conversation, the phone lines are open. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call. 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, 01465-7190. You can join the conversation, facebook.com/Nigeria Info. 99.3 Lagos. And you can also be part of the conversation on our WhatsApp portal. But we have just 2 minutes to take a quick call.
We're going
to
break.
Well, we'll take a quick call for 2 minutes and then we will go on a quick break. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos? What's your name?
My name is Courage.
Your name is?
Courage.
All right, Courage, go ahead.
Courage, is it possible for you to walk away from your radio, please? Or turn it off?
I'll do that.
All right, Courage, go ahead.
Go ahead.
How is it now?
It's better. Go ahead, Courage.
Okay. Actually, I'm a drug addict.
Okay.
And I'm trying to be away from it.
Okay.
So I don't know how to do about it. What to do about it?
All right.
Okay, just keep listening, Courage. Some information will be put out.
You're one step away from where you were.
Yeah.
You made this call.
Thank God the good doctor is here. And
the courage.
Yeah, the courage for Courage to call.
Yeah.
Courage. So you listen.
I salute that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can join the conversation. We will go for a quick break. Once again, a Christ Against Drug Abuse Ministry is CADM. And Dr. Adedeji is, of course, the Director General. He will be giving us more information on that. I think we have just a few seconds.
Yeah, let's take one call.
Let's take one more call.
Yeah.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Go
what's
ahead.
Your name?
Yeah, I want to remain anonymous.
All right,
okay.
Anonymous.
Go ahead then.
Yeah, I like the way the doctor spoke about parents being parents again. I was once into it, but when I went to see the doctor, when the doctor told me I may not live to see my 40-year-old baby,
okay.
I had to change life and how to change my point of view.
Okay.
And again, it's these celebrities. The celebrities are another thing that are causing it. All these, I don't want to call names, but they're making it feel cool. They're doing it is cool. All music videos, everything, they're always seeing it. So the youth is in trouble. The celebrities feel that for you to be cool, you have to do it. So I think the media need to put a pause to all the celebrities advocating it.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Anonymous. We have one message. Let's quickly read that message before
yes,
we go on.
Yes, let's
quick,
see
quick,
this
quick, quick.
Works. Thanks for bringing... this one's, thank. Okay, no, that's not for this. So the bishop did well, no, turning it down. No, I think I don't. They haven't reacted to
this.
This is not for
us.
It's for the former segment of the show.
Okay. Well, we'll go on a quick break. When we come back, we'll still be talking about the surge in drug and substance abuse
and
in
I know
Nigeria.
Doctor will have something to say to Courage when we get
yes,
back.
Yes, Courage,
the steps
stay
he
tuned.
Has to take. And we will do that when we get back.
All right, we'll be right
I'll
back. It's still 99.3 Nigeria Info.
I see what's up, Lagos, and we go to what's up right now, and we get to see the messages right here. This one says, good morning, Stretch and Marianne. I really appreciate you guys for bringing your guests from CADM. My younger brother is a drug addict, and it is ruining his life gradually. In the month of February, I sent a mail to CADM so as to admit my brother into the facility, but they didn't respond to my mail. Please, would like your guests to help in providing a way for me to bring him so I can save my brother's life.
You
that's
give
one
us
person.
Your name, though. Well, just listen. I'm sure that the doctor will give us some.
All right, this one says, I think drug abuse is like any other form of addiction. There is always a trigger. You just like pornography and addiction, something makes you start. In Nigeria, the trigger is always stress, and drug gives momentary relief and false adrenaline. Porn gives relief to handle them. The need to develop a new healthy addiction while simultaneously trying to nip the trigger in the bud. One should also be aware that the fact that they have slipped back into addiction doesn't mean they have failed, because there will be backsliding a few times, and this is where the depression takes off and carries them back to worse addiction than before. Perseverance, patience, simultaneously. This is very long. Your name is Samuel. Samuel, thank you. We need to read other people's messages. And this one says, thanks for bringing this drug issue this morning. It has gone very bad, even in primary schools, and this younger generation are so creative in it, in the sense that they can mix one or two things together to get high instantly. Kidney failure here and there. Even the law enforcement agency in the country abuse drugs. You'll clearly see them under the bridge in Obalinde at a place called Lakulaku. It's a pity. My name is Afigogo from Obalinde. All right, so Dr.
Courage called.
How do we address Courage? And do you have something like on social media where they can get to CADM
yes,
or something?
CADM. Yes. Courage, I thank you for the courage you've taken to speak this morning. If you go to our website, www.cadam.rog.org, ng, you will get
www.kadam
ng.org.
Okay.
They can get the information on the one. They can get their media, social media handles as well. Kadam for Life. I think that's Facebook. And then we're on Instagram. We're on Twitter too. Mm-hmm. The important thing for, and then our office is in Ikeja.
Okay.
5 Yusuf Close, off Sadiku Street, behind the Zenith Bank in Agidingbe, okay. First gate. Okay. So if he wants to come, he can come to our office. We work every day. Incidentally, this week we are having interviews for new beneficiaries. So this week we'll be a bit tight, but from next week, if he comes, we can then have a chat and then we can see what we can do with him. The gentleman who said he sent a mail, it must have been when we're having a transition or something. So if he does send the mail now, or if he gets in touch with us, we will see how we can help his brother. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we're asking you to join the conversation yet again. The phone lines are open. The good doctor is still taking your thoughts, your comments. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. For the ladies, 01465-7190. And you can tweet at us at Nigeria Info FM, and make sure that you use the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. And you can also send us a WhatsApp message, 08095975805. That's the WhatsApp number. Go ahead and send us a message. But let's go back to the phone lines. Do you want to say something?
Yes, if I can just also add, the NDLA has set up a toll-free number.
A toll-free number.
Number that the people can call and they can be addressed.
Okay, so did they get assistance?
Yes,
okay.
Give assistance in different languages. It's 0800-1020-3040.
Okay, 0800-1020-3040.
They can call in anytime, 24 hours.
All right.
And then somebody will be there to respond. That is an NDLA. So they can then send the person to whoever sent her.
All right, please turn down the volume of your radio. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up,
morning.
Lagos?
How are you?
Well, good.
Yeah, good morning, Doku Adedeji. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Yeah, my name is Helena Bali. I don't know if you remember me.
Why did you say your name?
Yeah, I must commend you on what you are doing. And when you were discussing awareness to be created by the social media, what came to my mind is that if part of the school curricula, you know, can have something on this topic, you know, and apart from that, what exactly is the job of the National Orientation Agency? Are they still there? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Helen just asked the $1 billion right. question about NDLEA. The NOA.
NOA. But you see, the interesting thing is this. Yes, I agree with you about social media. We need to do something. Somebody also called about celebrities. And it's you know, one thing that we all must understand, this work cannot be the exclusive preserve of organized, simple organizations.
Yes.
It's a collective responsibility.
All hands have to be on deck,
So everyone, NDLA, NAFDAC, National Orientation. Incidentally, I've met with the Director General of
NOA.
We had a good rapport, and he's even joined part of the documentary we're doing, sent his people to appear on it. They're also working. But
are they?
They are. But their work may not be as pronounced as it should be. But I had a discussion with him. I went to meet him in Abuja, and I know he has even a directorate to deal with this kind of social vices. But again, I don't know why they're so limited in scope in terms of what they achieve or how people get to know them. But the same thing was with NDLA until Marwa came. And Jeremiah had made. And I think one of his positives about him was he was the chairman of PASIDA, which went out to go talk to stakeholders. And he had a complete view of what the situation was. So he could translate it.
So it made him the best guy for the job.
All right, so before we go to lens, let me just read that number out again. 0800 10 20 30 40.
Yeah.
0800 10 20 30
40. Someone asked a question here. I think doctor will answer this. What's up, Lagos? How sure are addicts that they won't be arrested while trying to reach out to NDLEA for rehabilitation? Because there is trust issue here. Henry is his name.
Henry, let me assure you about something. Not with this present administration. There was even a time, it was in the news media, one woman was caught, a user was arrested, and she was released. She wasn't even taken to court. You know, one of the things we're trying to do, we've now come to a conclusion that substance abuse is a public health issue.
It is.
Yeah, it is not something that should be criminalized, the use of it. They need help. That's why in it. Mm. So, right now, there are different understanding in the NDLA about that. People can be punished for those who are barons who
are selling us.
But if you're a user and you are caught, they will send you for rehab. From what you said to me about a week and a half ago, they've rehabilitated quite a number of people in terms of counseling coming, and they don't. But if you become a repeated user and you are caught all the time, that's a different ballgame.
All right, another question here is, please, can your guests confirm if a rehabilitation process is free? And if it's not, what does it cost?
CADAM is free. We don't charge for the 1 year that people spend with us. We take care of every of their needs, but we also look out to people to help us. But I know that many centers in Lagos in particular that are private, but they charge a hell of fees. So it depends on the choices. People who have money go to those ones.
Yeah.
And those ordinary people who need our help can come to
where
us.
They can. All right, this one says, please, I need help. My son is addicted to drugs. Mm. He is in Lasso, I think, and I have tried, but he's still stuck. You know, he talked about willingness of person.
Yeah.
So what does that person do in that situation?
No, the thing is, you know, one thing I said to parents is, what is the relationship with their children pre-drugs? If you don't have a relationship with your child, and then when the child now begins to use drugs at about 18, 19, 20, it's difficult to intervene. But if you have a relationship, you can then say that, oh boy, James, I see this is a bother for me, this is a bother for me. What do you want us to do? And then they can seek for help. But this kind of help, the mother had to talk to the child. I noticed even at this stage. Would you like some help? If you want some help, I can get us help. And as long as they don't also become constricting in what they do at home, you know, when they keep reminding you, that's why you are not doing well. See, your brother is doing well, you are not doing well. That also puts them back, and they don't even talk to anyone for help.
So they need. So the family needs to form a support.
Absolutely,
of sorts.
That's what it should be. Family should create the first place of support.
Mm.
Because when they even finish rehab, where do they go back to? They go back to the family, and then the society. The family does not accept them.
There'll be a relapse.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So when they relapse, you must trace it. As somebody said, there are triggers. Until we deal with the triggers, but stress cannot be a trigger.
Yeah. And so if you're out there, and even if you're not involved in this, there's a number you should memorize. 0800 10 20 30 40. You could share this number with someone that needs it. 0800 10 20 30 40.
I can give my number as well.
Okay.
Unfortunately, my phone is dead and I can't remember my office number but I think it's 0817 or something. I mean, the office number.
Well,
your personal number, you want to share that?
I can share it.
No problem. We'll make sure that you do that before we wrap up on the show. But let's go back to the phone line. 0700 993 993 993. We know you all want to be part of the conversation. 0700 993 993 993. Let's go back to the phones. Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Peter.
Hello, Peter. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I want to share a little story about me, and also I want to ask some advice from the doctor.
Okay.
I grew up in North, and I'm used of smoking Indian hemp. And that Indian hemp is not my wish to be there. But based on when I finished my secondary school, or even before I go to the secondary school, there was a copper that came to the school from Calabar.
Mm-hmm.
So that copper saw me like a mature person, and I don't know how to read, and it's like I'm trying, but I don't know anything. So he now carried me along to the boys' quarter and teach me how to smoke Indian hemp, and also teach me how to go through the study. He helped me, though, but it's not my wish to go that way.
Okay.
And when he left the school, I finished my secondary school. From there, I couldn't go further up to now. But in life go on, I went out. I first go to Asaba, to Hozu. From there, I started smoking, do one or two things. But in my mind, it's not my wish to go towards this thing. Then I have met different friends like army, police, all those ones, but my wish is not this way. So I also in touch in the church, but sometimes if I didn't take it, I'm not feeling happy. And even if I didn't take it, I'm not feeling comfortable. So there is the one day I asked myself, why am I doing this? And I went to my father early in the morning, around 5 o'clock. I wake my father when he was sleeping. I said, Dad, I want to ask you a question. He said, okay. Because my mother late.
Okay.
I said, Dad, please, do I do something wrong to you? He said, no. Have I ever go to police station or anywhere about me, about case? He said, no. I said, okay, there is something I want to tell you. He said, what is it? Says, sir, I'm smoking, but that smoke is not my wish. You say, okay, don't worry, God will help you. As I'm talking to you now, I just decide recently, I took a mirror, I sit down 1 hour plus, I'm speaking to myself, asking myself question, why if people of the church saw me, I'm smoking this thing, or maybe if someone that is looking at me as a responsible person and saw me with the stick of Indian hemp in the street or somewhere I'm smoking, what am I going to tell that person? So I now take time. I say, okay, I'll quiet it. But sometimes when I see somebody is doing it, the thing hurt me. It's like to go and bought it. But I keep it in punishment.
Okay.
That's what I put myself now. I'm punishing myself like I'm in prison.
Okay.
So the question I want to ask doctor now, there is a feeling I have inside me sometimes. It's just sometimes. It's not regularly. Maybe when I'm hungry, I will feel some chest pain. And when I eat, I will just feel little relief. But it keep on sometimes. It keep on paying me sometimes. So I don't know. What am I going to do? And also, I don't have an advisor that can advise me and put me through.
Okay.
Because I know where I came from.
You know what? Just, we're going to, this is really a lot. So we're going to let the doctor talk to you about this because I think his buddy's fighting back.
Yeah. Well, I like the gentleman facing up to the reality of what it is. Yeah. I think, instead of talking to him on the radio, if maybe by the time you give an address and phone number, he can come, we'd like to have a time with him, and then we can help him. And then because he's trying, but the thing is, his defenses can break down when he sees his friends and he still sees it, and there is a stress in him or something,
an urge comes.
Yeah. So maybe by the time we
get... We'll give out the numbers. People are asking for these numbers, but let me read this message. What's up, Lagos? Good morning, Marianne and Stretch. And to the guests the studio, thank you. I really love today's topic because I'm also addicted to pills, but it doesn't lead me to violence. Rather, it makes me who I am. I pray it shouldn't kill me inside because I know there's always a way to stop it. Your name is Black Diamond from Ijari. Black Diamond, that's what you said. And this one says, please, can you repeat the number again? Many people are saying that.
So this is the toll-free number from the NDLEA where you can always put a call through. It's 0800 10, 20, 30, 40. I'll take it again. 0800 10, 20, 30, 40.
Easy to remember.
Yes,
very easy.
Very easy to remember. Quickly, we'll take a few more calls. We want to take a few more calls before we wrap it up and then let the good doctor roll out the numbers. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
What's up? Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Obi. My name is Design. I'm calling from Lagos.
All right, okay. Obi, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Stretch and Miriam and Dr. Aguchi Specialist, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, when you started the show, Miriam, you tried to pronounce Ngoromiri, right?
Yes.
That's crystal meth.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, we're listening.
You're right.
Yes, that's crystal meth. I know a friend of mine that, you know, God has saved his life now. You know, he was addicted to weed and this Umurume, you call it now. But, you know, he's in rehab now, and I'm very happy for him.
Mm.
You know, and I smoked a bit of weed myself way back when I was in university, you know, but I'm lucky that I didn't get addicted to it.
Mm.
You know, so that's just what I wanted to say. I like what doctor is doing, and doctor, you go far.
Thank you.
You go further than any boundary you set.
Thank you. Amen.
I also know that they need a lot of support from people like you and me.
You're thinking in that direction.
I think
we should just go in that direction quickly. Doctor, you said that, you know, you get some funding from the church, but you also go, you know, I'm begging.
Oh, yes, we do.
The nicest way for support, too, because the money the church gives is just 60% of what you need to spend.
Mm.
So if people were interested in helping you, because the truth is you'd never know who would fall prey to this addiction. Mm. So how do people support you?
They can give us anything that they can afford, either in financing time, in domestic things, office equipment, clothes, foodstuff in particular.
Mm.
We buy a lot of foodstuff
because
we feed them 3 times a day.
Oh.
If you feed about 200 people, then you can begin to
understand.
That's
a lot of food.
If people want to help, by the time you give us our office address, people can come there, give us stuff, and then the numbers they can call, and then we can tell them the account numbers.
Okay, so what's your office address again?
5 Yusuf Close off Sadiku Street, off Amara Olu Street in First Gate in Agidingbi, behind the Zenith Bank. Very easy to get.
Well, quickly, the numbers, because we're out of time, the numbers for you to call, if you want to call Kadam office, it's 081-710-39895. I'll take it again slowly. 081-710-39895. Now, if you want to call Dr. Adedeji directly, you can call him on 0803-302-3620. Again, 0803-302-3620. Kadam again, 0817-103-9895.
And the Kadam is with a C.
C-A-D-A-M.
C-A-D-A-M. www.kadam.org.
.ng.
.org.ng.
Yes.
All right. It's with a C. C-A-D-A-M.
Yes. Unfortunately, our time is far spent and we have to go. But Dr. Adedeji, we want to say thank you so much for being here. Dr. Adedeji is the Director General of Christ Against Drug Abuse Ministries. Thank you so much once again.
My pleasure.
And thank you for taking our
keep
time.
Up the good thank work. You. Well, my name is Mary Anna Korn. We'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. with What's Up Lagos, talking mostly for development.
Yes. My name is Stretch. If you get closer, you know who I really am. You get me on Instagram, on Stretch Original, on Twitter, Stretch Cool.
M-I-M-I-E-Y-O. That's Mimi Ayo on Instagram and on Twitter. Have a pleasant day. And that's it on What's Up Lagos.